Dennis, consider this. Chicken clucks, can they be based on emotions? And what are chickens trying to tell us, and should we care? Well, researchers at Georgia Tech and the University of Georgia, they want to know what the chickens are saying. So we're joined by Dr. Bruce Webster, professor with UGA's Poultry Science Department, and Professor Wayne Daly with Georgia Tech's Food Processing Technology Division. Gentlemen, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been studying the various sounds chickens make and what they say about chickens, how chickens feel. And although there are a lot of jokes in there, but this is a very serious research that you guys are a part of. Why would you begin to study chicken clucks in the first place?
So I'll probably let Bruce, why don't you take that
okay.
one?
Bruce?
All right. Well, it's important in poultry agriculture to be aware of the well-being, the status of a flock at all times. One thing that is largely unexplored is the fact that chickens are very vocal creatures and can indicate their own individual status by the nature of the vocalizations they make. And so we thought that with the developments in engineering capability, sound analysis capability that Dr. Daly can explain, that maybe we have an opportunity to become better at monitoring and more able to perhaps provide assistance, interventions, whatever you might want to say in terms of managing the flock in a more timely way than we're able to do now.
Professor Daly, I'll turn this question to you then. So where do you begin to try to analyze? Are you putting sensors or recording the chickens in different environments?
That's exactly right. So what happened, you know, as Bruce mentioned, we started to speak to people that work in the area, and the experts always said, you know, I can walk into these houses and tell how the animals are feeling just by listening to them. And so it was difficult for them, though, to tell us exactly what it is they were hearing. So just as you suggested, what we did was we teamed with those folks at UGA, and we started to actually do some experiments where we'd put animals under stress, record the audio, and then be able to try to extract features from those audios, you know, the audio sounds, based on when they're under stress and weren't under stress, to see if we can tell differences.
Why would you want to do that? And again, Dr. Daly, or Professor Daly, I'll start with you. What is the reason for doing that in terms of agriculture, or even just in terms of humane treatment of the chickens?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. The producers are very concerned about the well-being of the animals. For one thing, I mean, you know, it's bad publicity to not take proper care of them. But the other main reason is they perform a lot better in terms of the efficiency of growth and so on if you raise them under proper conditions.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So be able to be able to monitor that, and so make sure that they're being raised on the conditions that are ideal for them is you know, would be of utmost importance in terms of any system that has to control that process.
Dr. Webster, then what have you learned so far about the chickens and the sounds they make, and what those sounds might mean? I mean, all of us are familiar with what a chicken cluck sounds like. What are some of the variations?
Well. Like even beings, the more emotional or the more excited animal is, the louder the type of the call it makes, or the more repeated calling that it makes. So what we've been trying to do, it's kind of fairly early in the program, we're trying to categorize how the vocalizations change when we introduce a specific stressor. So we bump up maybe the temperature a little bit, or we crowd the birds a little bit and just see how do things change, what new elements are added to the vocal environment when we do these things. And hopefully over time we can gradually build a library of indicators that then can be applied to commercial environments as kind of signals to key in on.
We're speaking with Dr. Bruce Webster, a professor with UGA's Poultry Science Department, and Professor Wayne Daly with Georgia Tech's Food Processing Technology Division. Gentlemen, I want to ask you this. Based on the environment that the chickens were in, did you also notice any sort of behavior, maybe just in physically, that they tend to move around in a flurry more, or were you able to also see some physical stress or emotion?
Yes. No, that's true. So when we do these experiments, we actually, along with the audio, will record video for just that reason, because there are times you want to go back and, you know, make sure that whatever happened did happen, but it's also to observe their physical emotion. And we do see correlations between their physical emotion and their behavior.
And I think this is important to ask, but were the chickens weren't harmed anyway? They weren't put under too much stress, were they?
No. We operate under something called IACUC, which is Institute Animal Care Use Committee, okay. And we have to be very stringent rules about what you can do with animals.
So what do you do with this research then? What do you do with the data that you've collected?
So, you know, one of the motivating factors was that you guys, all of us now use these phones and that type of thing. The technology is there now to do a lot of processing and audio. You know, the fact that Siri can recognize what you say. And so we're looking at how do you use this knowledge, migrate it to a device that about the size of a phone, but now could be integrated in a controller for the environment, and to detect fairly accurately and fairly quickly that something is going off course so that the managers can take the appropriate action.
And Dr. Webster, that brings up the question of the range of care that they receive now. Certainly there are animal rights advocates who say, look, the way we do raise chickens in the big processing farms is inhumane to start with. And does this data suggest to you that that is or isn't the case?
Well, actually, the project we're working on right now, it isn't really set up to answer a question like that. I would say that the modern commercial poultry houses are much, they've never been better equipped than they are today. They all have ventilation systems and means of controlling temperature. Producers are really required to walk the houses twice a day anyway just to observe the birds themselves. And so I certainly am not in agreement that it would be categorical to say that modern chicken production is inhumane per se. We are able to provide, for the most part, very comfortable environments. But things can happen. You know, we can have sudden changes in weather. We can have diseases occasionally can happen. You know, there are things that still I think provide reasons for us to try to be even better at monitoring these flocks and more timely, if needed, to provide inputs that will ameliorate the circumstances that may not be quite what they should be.
Is it possible, and Professor Daly, I'll bring this one back to you, is it possible to perhaps do some work that compares the noises that you get from chickens that are raised in sort of the more traditional chicken processing facility and, say, free-range chickens or something like that? Do they make different noises, or do we know that yet?
Well, so as Bruce mentioned, that's not what the experiment currently is doing, but you just mentioned one of the approaches we're actually taking, because these folks actually do a very good job of raising chickens, so to get situations when they're out of whack is difficult. So what we're doing is kind of working backwards, trying to characterize what the normal situation should be, what are those features, and then trying to look at changes and deviation from those features. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the approaches we're actually taking.
Okay. Professor Webster, you mentioned about if there with the diseases and everything. Is there a way to determine that if a chicken or a flock of chickens have some type of condition or disease, do they make a certain sound that's sort of a, you know, an ailment alert there?
As anybody who's ever been sick before knows that disease has a profound influence on behavior. And actually, Dr. Daly can explain a little bit, because one of the studies that has been done here at the university was looking at changes in vocalization in response to the onset of disease.
Yeah. So one of the things we did with the Poultry Disease Research Lab over there in Athens is the researchers were looking at the effect of vaccines. And so they were actually infecting them and looking at the effects of vaccines. And so for those two diseases, the birds would have things called rails, which is basically a rattling sound in the throat, and snicks and coughs, which is not unlike our cough. And so we were able to develop techniques and algorithms to try to detect those things.
Real quickly, just to somebody who might say emotions, they don't necessarily associate emotions with birds. What would you say about what you've discovered about emotions and feelings in these birds? And yeah, I'm sorry. Dr. Webster, we'll start with you.
Yes. A chicken is very, very different from human beings, so it is difficult to impute human characteristics on the birds. It's called anthropomorphism. Right. Certainly, chickens can get excited. They can get frustrated. That's been demonstrated scientifically, and there are changes in their vocalizations associated with that. In terms of the more subtle emotions, say happiness or pleasure or whatnot, that's a difficult thing to really be sure about at this point in time. They can become fearful, obviously, and their behavior reflects that. So I think, you know, the chicken is complicated enough that we certainly ought to have a welfare concern for the bird, but it's a far cry from being a human being.
Dr. Bruce Webster is a professor with UGA's Poultry Science Department, and Professor Wayne Daly is with Georgia Tech's Food Processing Technology Division. We've been talking about studying the various sounds that chickens make and what they say about how chickens feel. When you all come up with research about cats and when they don't like the food that we're giving them, the sounds, please let me know, because I'm way off, apparently, in understanding it.
Next on the list.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.